Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I call to order the 32nd meeting of the Economic and Social Council at the Humanitarian Affairs segment of its 2023 session. I now invite the Council to continue its consideration of Agenda Item 9, entitled Special Economic, Humanitarian and Disaster Relief Assistance. Excellencies, distinguished participants, we shall now begin the high-level panel 2 on the topic addressing protection risks, needs and challenges in humanitarian emergencies, particularly the disproportionate impact on women and children. It is my pleasure to welcome you to our second high-level panel. Regrettably, in 2022, we saw dramatic setbacks for women's rights. In Afghanistan, the ban on women working as a humanitarian staff in most sectors was detrimental to all in need, especially women and girls. Similar trends in Yemen threaten to undermine humanitarian response efforts and make it even harder for women to participate in and access essential services, education, and livelihood opportunities. Appalling levels of gender-based violence, including sexual violence, trafficking, and harmful practices, persisted. As an international community, much more still has to be done to prevent and respond to gender-based violence and to institutionalize the prevention of sexual exploitation and abuses in crisis. Sadly, children continue to be disproportionately affected by armed conflict, famine, and food insecurity, including in the Horn of Africa. Over 7 million children under the age of 5 remain malnourished across Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia, where food insecurity and the risk of famine increases protection risks tenfold. All of this is to say we must put protection at the center of humanitarian response. Our approach must be increasingly inclusive, locally led, and impact-driven. We must also do more to hold ourselves accountable for strengthened leadership on protection. This discussion will draw lessons from ongoing humanitarian system-wide efforts on the centrality of protection, and will also discuss practical ways to increase women's participation in decision-making for humanitarian programs and address trends in gender-based violence and child protection. Before we begin our discussion, I invite the Council to view a short video to hear from children in Burkina Faso, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Syrian Arab Republic, Ukraine, and Yemen. Their words shed important light on the impacts and consequences of conflict in their daily lives.
Thank you.